This is Modern Jazz Today. Up next, Rob Clearfield from the album Voice in the Wilderness. The track, When We Were Kings.
Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quartet. The album is called Impact, and we'll check into the title track. Then Eric St. Laurent, he's got a new one called El Choclo. We'll check into that title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we support and play the artist of today. You can learn more about us and the artists that we are playing at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2. Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
After many years of training, expectations, love, and dedication, Mel Breeze is sharing all of her thoughts and feelings that she kept hidden inside for years. With the release of her ninth album titled Animazonia, it was produced by Jimmy Haslip and Scott Kinsey. We'll take a listen to the classic, Masquerada.
Masquerada, sai da minha frente, que eu passo? O samba está animado, que quero ir sambar. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto de. Mas que nada, samba como este da lacan. O وزين واي كرير كيو شي نفينا Saydım mi efrende ki kepasta Bu samba işte animado Ki quiero ki samba Este samba ki misto je me racatu E samba je fredo veio Samba je protudu Mas que nada samba como este tá legal Você não vai querer Que eu chegue no final
Perspective, birds appear to fly fairly low. And for much of the year, birds stay below 500 feet where food and shelter await them. Migration season is a different story. For birds that travel long distances between their breeding and wintering territories, there's good reason to gain altitude. Many migratory species fly at 2,000 to 5,000 feet, where they can use the prevailing winds to assist them on their way. On a long-haul flight, a bird may start their journey at 5,000 feet and then slowly climb to 20,000 feet. One record for high-altitude flight was a flock of swans over Northern Ireland, visually identified by a pilot cruising at 29,000 feet. But the all-time record for highest-flying bird goes to a vulture with a 10-foot wingspan called a Rupel's Griffin. In 1973, one was observed soaring at 37,000 feet. That's more than a mile and a half higher than the summit of Mount Everest. Unfortunately, we only know about this remarkable achievement because the bird was struck by a passing jet. So it's hard to say if this was a one-time feat or a routine excursion. We may not have the full picture of what birds are doing way up there above the clouds, but one thing's for sure. A 30,000-foot view